Good morning and thank you for the introduction. My name is Brittany Barnes. I'm a graduate student at Arkansas State University. My research is on the evaluation of polyacrylamide on irrigation efficiency, soil conservation, and water quality in furrow irrigated Mid-South cotton. So the main water source for Arkansas agriculture is the Mississippi River Valley alluvial aquifer. It underlies Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and a small part of Tennessee. It is currently declining at a foot per year over the past 40 years. In 2012, Arkansas ranked third behind Nebraska and California in acres irrigated. In that year alone, we irrigated 1.7 million hectares. So improvements are needed in irrigation management to reduce groundwater decline, irrigation-induced soil erosion, and runoff water quality. And here to the right, we have a picture of the Mississippi River Valley alluvial aquifer underlying three of those states. So what is polyacrylamide, or PAM? It's a high molecular weight chemical anionic polymer that is highly water-soluble. It acts as a soil conditioner, absorbing to the soil by cation bridging, resulting in aggregated soil particles, making those particles larger and heavier, making it more difficult for water to erode those away. There are different forms of polyacrylamide. It comes in a tablet, blocks, granules, and emulsions. So in the western United States, applications of PAM in furrow irrigation systems have been shown to increase infiltration and reduce erosion. So limited data is available showing practical benefits of PAM in the Mid-South. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the performance of PAM to reduce soil erosion, improve water quality and quantity, in crop production. We did this by quantifying soil moisture responses to infiltration, characterizing infiltration, assessing water quality and sediment and runoff, and determining the response of plant growth mapping to soil moisture and plant development among treatments. So on to the materials and methods. The study site was at the Judd Hill Foundation Research Farm in Truman, Arkansas, which is indicated in the map of Northeast Arkansas and is represented by the red dot. The soils here are classified as a Dundee silt loam, a Moon silt loam, and Hay-Tie soils. It's been in consistent cotton production since the mid-1990s and is characterized by a 0.1% slope. So the experimental design is represented in this plot plan. It is a complete randomized block with three replications. We had three treatments: irrigated, irrigated with PAM, and rain-fed. The cultivar was Stoneville 4946 GOV2. The PAM formulation we used come from SNF Holding Company called Flowbond 830. It was a powder-grade polymer resembling a thick sea salt. It was applied at 10 pounds per acre, broadcasted at planting, and again every 30 days until irrigation termination. We had seven irrigation events ranging from mid-June to the beginning of August. The statistical analyses were performed in SAS version 9.4 with a NOVA and alpha 0.05. In the plot plan, we can see the three different treatments, the placement of the furrow flumes, which is represented by the white rectangles, and also the gray crosses, which are the soil moisture stations. So for field measurements, the soil moisture monitoring, we had three stations. Each of those were placed in one of the three treatments. They consisted of climate sensors placed at 3, 6, and 12 inches into the bed of the planted row. We had 12 Decagon EC5 sensors placed at 6 and 12 inches into the bed and also facing the furrow. We had a Campbell Scientific CR1000 data logger, a Sierra wireless cell modem, a CS spread spectrum radio, a 12-volt battery, and a solar panel, which all work together to collect the data and send it to the server to our lab where we can pull it for analysis. The top image shows all of this working together in one box in the plot, and the bottom one shows the Decagon EC5 sensor configuration. The dots to the right show the sensors facing the furrow. The dots to the left show the sensors facing the bed. And it shows the three replications 1 meter apart. Okay, for infiltration, we had flow rates from a flow meter. Also took flow rates from manual measurements. We have furrow flumes placed. for an inflow-outflow method. We had soil moisture measurements that we also used to aid in infiltration decisions. The water quality samples were taken with 1 liter grab samples from each plot at the edge of the field from the furrow. We had 3 samples in 6 hours beginning when the water reached the edge of the field. Those were sent directly to Ecotoxicology Research Facility at Arkansas State University. Now for the results. For the yield, we have on the vertical axis the yield in pounds per acre. The irrigated is indicated by the light blue. The irrigated with PAM is the dark blue, and the gray is the rain fed. We did not see any statistical differences between the irrigated and irrigated with PAM for the yield, but we did see a statistical difference in the rain fed as expected due to the dry season. For infiltration, the vertical axis is the percentage of water infiltrated. For irrigated, we had 66.4% of water infiltrated from what we put on the field, and irrigated with PAM infiltrated 30.8%. There was a statistical difference with the irrigated with PAM infiltrating less of the applied water. For soil moisture responses for the Decagon sensors, on the horizontal axis, we have the time in a 24-hour increment for the day of the irrigation event. On the vertical axis, we have the percent of volumetric water content. The furrow 6-inch sensor is represented by the dark blue dotted line. The furrow 12-inch, the solid dark blue line. The bed 6-inch is the light blue dotted line. And the bed 12-inch is the solid light blue line. We see infiltration in both the 6 and 12-inch sensors in the irrigated and the irrigated with PAM. However, we see higher percent of volumetric water content in the deeper sensors in the PAM treated, which could suggest that the PAM seals over the surface and holds that moisture into the deeper into the soil profile. Okay, for sediment, and the interest of time for the sediment and the water quality, I will be discussing for the irrigation events. With the 17th of June, 24th of June, 14th of July, and the 21st of July. On the vertical axis, we have sediment loss in grams per liter. The check sample is represented by the gray. It's a sample taken directly from the polypipe. The light blue is irrigated, dark blue is irrigated with PAM. We did not see any statistical differences between the irrigated and irrigated with PAM for sediment losses. For water quality, on the horizontal axis, we have nitrate, nitrite, total nitrogen, phosphate P, and total P. On the vertical axis, we have concentration in milligrams per liter. The red boxes indicate statistical differences found. So the statistical differences that we did find, we had higher levels of total nitrogen, nitrate, nitrite, and total P in the irrigated with PAM when compared to the just irrigated plots. So to conclude the results, the yield was not statistically impacted by the yield. Infiltration was greater statistically, significantly greater in the irrigated treatment, suggesting that PAM may have sealed over the soil surface. Soil moisture responses suggest that PAM held moisture deeper into the soil profile. And sediment loss in the irrigated plus with PAM when compared to irrigated was not significantly different. And nutrient levels and runoff significantly increased in irrigated with PAM when compared to the irrigated treatment. I'd like to thank the Jeff Hill Foundation, Arkansas State University College of Agriculture and Technology, USDA ARLS Delta Water Management Research Unit, University of Arkansas Agricultural Experiment Station, and Cotton Incorporated. I'd like to thank Amanda Mann, Richard Woodruff, and Dr. Michelle Reba, and Dr. Tina Gray Teague's lab teams, as well as themselves. Thank you, and I'd be happy to take any questions. So it was broadcasted. We had hand-calibrated applicators that we applied it directly to the furrows.
It
was just broadcasted over into the furrows.
On that note, you said you applied
So we did 10 pounds per acre twice. Yeah, the results from the Western United States that they did in the 90s showed increased infiltration, reduced soil erosion. Here, we're not seeing that as much as over there, but we do have, differences in slope. All the research over there, they had slopes of 0.5 to 7%, and in Arkansas, we have a lot of precision land level build, so that may make a big difference. This is a Dundee silt loam, is a majority of the silt type. Yes. Mm-hmm. So in 2015, we looked at applying the liquid as well. We're still working on the infiltration for that year, but our soil moisture responses do show infiltration greater in the PAM than just the granular. But in 2015, we applied liquid in the polypipe, and we also did a broadcast of the granular. So it was a lot more of a rate than just this year. In my study, I have not tried the patch method. I know that other graduate students have in the previous year. This is the third year of the study, and I've had 2 years. The first graduate student, he tried it on the first year. That is the main recommended rate that I have seen. With the 10 pounds per acre. I know if you do the liquid, they recommend 10 parts per million from SNF.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.